Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Today is the most important Sunday of the year, in my opinion. It's the Sunday after Pascha, the Sunday of St. Thomas, when St. Thomas said to the Lord and my God, and he believed after 8 days of not believing that Jesus was risen from the dead. And the reason that it's the most important Sunday is because the resurrection happened and should affect all men, but it doesn't. Not because it's not powerful, not because the Lord could not choose to have it happen that way, but because many people, for various reasons, are not affected by it, either because they don't believe outright or because they lose hope. That's a big one. And that's why this is the most important Sunday of the year. Because Thomas, he didn't believe, but he stuck around. He stayed close. He didn't believe. He must have been miserable, because the apostles must have kept telling him more than once throughout that entire time, "He's risen from the dead. We saw him. Peter saw him. Luke and Emmaus saw him," or excuse me, Luke and Cleopas on the way to Emmaus saw him. But he didn't believe. He was crushed in his heart. His hopes had been dashed. But he didn't leave. He didn't run away. He stuck around because of love. Not because of belief, but because of love. Love is more powerful than anything. And Thomas did what I like to call a stupid human trick. We do them all the time. He said, when the apostles told him that they had seen the Lord and he had been missing that evening, he said, "Unless I see the prints of the nails, unless I thrust my finger in his side, I won't believe." That's pretty impudent to say. It's a stupid human trick. But Thomas loved God, and he stuck around. And so a few days later, the Lord appeared again, this time with Thomas present. And we have his famous dogma for the first time being proclaimed really plainly, "My Lord and my God," his human nature and his divine nature in one person, "My Lord and my God." Now, how does this apply to us, and why is it such an important Sunday? It's pretty easy to get up for one Sunday and celebrate and have lots of good food afterwards. But Christianity is not in the holidays. Christianity is in enduring to the end. Christianity is in not listening to the self-talk. We all have it. Since we're all human, we all have it. We all have that self-talk inside that is negative. We all get tired. We all get lazy. We all sometimes don't feel our purpose. Some of you perhaps have not even learned what your purpose is yet. And others of you, you know your purpose, but sometimes it's kind of hard to hold on to it in the midst of all the stuff that's happening, all of our weaknesses, all of our sins. But I'm telling you, this gospel tells us none of that stuff matters. The weaknesses, the sins, just hold on. Now, but you can't hold on just by deciding to hold on. You can't just be stubborn and say, "I'm going to endure to the end." That won't work. Thomas loved Jesus. And even though he believed him dead, his love is what saved him. You must cultivate love, pure and simple. If you're a sinner, okay, I'm not impressed. Neither is God. What's impressive and what will save you is if you cultivate love and you struggle to love your neighbor, your enemy, your friend, everyone. And you cultivate love for God by learning of God, by reading, by being part of the services. Maybe you're not so good at going to services. Maybe you get bored a little bit. Okay. It's not great. But what's most important is that you love. If you have that love in your heart, that'll carry you through these difficult times. As a pastor, I've seen people lose their way. I can't judge for sure that they didn't love adequately enough. But I know that if we love, God will preserve us. And, hey, you guys got to be a little quieter. Excuse me. Children, no talking. So love will carry you through. That's the story of St. Thomas for me. And it's important to come to church on St. Thomas Sunday, because it shows our dedication. Not so much to God. We need to really show it to ourselves more than anything else. We need to prove over and over again that this stuff really matters to us. And so that's why this Sunday is so important, and why it is a glorious feast day of the Lord. Because in this Sunday, we can see the results when we persevere. Now, Thomas persevered for 8 days. Sometimes we have to persevere for a long time. I got a story to tell you. I've already told it, but it's such an important story that I have a feeling I'm going to tell it many, many more times. I went to prison this week on Wednesday, bright Wednesday, and it was a blessed, glorious time. We were able to celebrate the Paschal liturgy, and I brought food, Greek salad, and Paschal bread, and butter, and coffee, and cream, and it's a rare thing that they allow me to bring food. They never had at this particular prison. And that's what the guys wanted the most, by the way, salad. So when you think, oh, I don't want any salad, that's all they wanted, because they never get salad. They never get fresh vegetables. So after the liturgy, the trustee is someone who's a prisoner, usually been there a long time, and is very well trusted. He's a trustee. He's trusted by everyone, trusted by the staff, and he has more privileges than other inmates and more responsibility. And this particular person has been working in the chapel for a long time. I've known him for several years, but I didn't really know him until Wednesday. So we're sitting there, and I'd invited him to have something to eat, and which is a real treat for him, because he thought it was just going to be for our guys. But I said, no, come on. So we're sitting down, eating salad, drinking coffee, just like we're in somebody's living room, except it's in a gym in the middle of a prison. But it was like being in a living room. And he told me a story. He said he's been there for 22 years. 22 years. And he told me his offense and everything like that. And he told me that when his son was just a baby, he went to prison. He was a young man. I think he was 20. So his son, he held out his arms and showed him about the size like of Alexandra, probably, right? Just a small little infant in arms. And he went to prison for a long time. He might be there longer. A real long time. And he wrote letters to his son, trying to be a father to him, trying to teach him to avoid some of the pitfalls he fell into, and to teach him how to be a man. Wrote him lots of letters. Never got an answer. As his son got older, of course, his son would be able to write back. He never got an answer. 20-some years of no answer. And then just recently, his son wrote him a letter. He's a strapping young man of about 22, something like that. He's going to be the first in his family to go to college. And he said, Dad, thank you for all of those letters. They were really important to me, because they helped me. And I'm not in any gang, and I've never been in one. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. And that's because of you. And Dad, when you get out, Please come live with me. After 22 years. 22 years of writing letters without an answer. Sitting there in the gym about ready to cry like I am now. What an amazing thing. So when I was thinking about this gospel about Thomas, I thought, I've got to tell this story. Maybe you've got something you've been waiting 22 years for. Maybe just a year. Maybe just a few months. Maybe a long time. God has not forgotten you. But you have to do your part. You have to be faithful. What if after he wrote to his son, let's say his son got to be 10 years old, and he thinks, he can write back to me, but he's not. I give up. It's worthless. It's pointless to write him. It just hurts me to write him. And he stopped. What would have happened? But he didn't do that, because this is a man of very high character. What will happen if you give up? Well, then you don't get what you're wanting. I understand it's hard. I got plenty of things in my life that are hard. And there are plenty of times that I feel this sort of thing tugging at me. Just give up. Don't try so hard. Don't work so hard. It's pointless. But it's not pointless. Cultivate in yourself love for others. And that will help you with your belief in God. And it'll help you with all of your troubles. Not in any kind of magical way. I mean, this is not the sermon of a TV evangelist. We still have troubles in life. Sometimes deep troubles. But we have God in our life too. And if we endure, God will help us. That's the story of the Thomas Sunday, and that's the story of this young man, or this middle-aged man now, that I talked to in prison. So endure. Don't give up. And God will help you. But do it the right way. Don't just say, I gotta just somehow endure by my own energy. If you react to God's grace and love others, struggle against your sins, do the things that I always tell you about, reading the scriptures, reading the gospels, fasting as best you can. If you fast well, that's great. If you fast poorly, well, that's great too, if at least you're trying. If you're not trying, that's not great at all. That's terrible. That's the whole point. Just try. If you're weak at something, you can't get stronger unless you do it a little bit. And you do it a little bit more. You do foolish things, just like Thomas was foolish to say that he wouldn't believe. God doesn't care about all that foolishness. God cares about your heart. Is your heart with him or not? If it is, everything's going to work out. Truly. That's the story of St. Thomas. Now, this gospel is very rich theologically. There are just things I got underlined. But, it's not the time to talk about it. Someday maybe we should do an exegesis of this gospel, which is just amazing in theological depth. But the take home is this. Don't give up. Love God. Let your love for God make you hold on. If you hold on, it's always going to work out. That's all there is to it. It's pretty simple. It's hard, but it's simple. So may God help us to hold on. Stay near Christ by being like him. And then all our troubles will work out. God bless you.